Yeah, we're back on Coach's Rewind on KDNS 94.1, KZDY 96.3, talking with Joel Struckoff, head football coach at Thunder Ridge. Coach, kind of ran into a buzzsaw Friday night against Sylvan Lucas. No surprise there. Probably one of the best weight rooms in the country for eight-man football. And then Ben Labrato, an experienced coach. Kind of talk about what you ran into down there on Friday night.
Yeah, like you said, Coach Labrato there at Sylvan always has a really tough ball club, a really physical ball club. They don't do anything super special, but they do everything extremely well. And that's what we ran into Friday night. Felt like we maybe missed out on a few opportunities early that maybe could have changed a little bit of the game. I'm not going to say it would have completely changed the outcome of the game, but missed a few opportunities week one, you know, a lot of things that we can fix. And like I said early on, you know, I talked to you preseason that when you play a Coach Labrato team, you've got to be ready to be play physical right away. And I felt like maybe that was one of the things we struggled with there, is that we just didn't match their intensity, didn't match their physicality. And if you can't match physicality with Sylvan, you're probably going to have a long night. And it kind of turned into that a little bit.
Well, Coach, when you went back and watched film on Sunday, what did you see offensively that you liked?
You know, our pass game was really good. You know, had Evan Slavik with 170 receiving yards. Tate Foreman, I think, threw for 284. So, honestly, we were able to move the ball extremely well. It's just we didn't capitalize in situations where we really needed to capitalize. I think, you know, got down there to about the 3 or 4 yard line, didn't convert, fumbled on about the 20 yard line. Just a lot of those things that you really have to be efficient with your offense and put up some yards, but just couldn't capitalize on a lot of those situations.
Kind of got gashed by the mopping kid, but not going to be the only team that's going to give up yards or touchdowns to that kid. Kind of talk about your defense and where he gashed you at.
You know, just power football. I feel like, you know, not a whole lot to say there in regards to what he did. I mean, he just kind of ran us over and was a more physical player than what we were that night. I feel like, you know, just straight downhill, and he did a very good job of getting downhill, making one cut, and just going.
Well, Coach, you play a wounded Rock Hills team that might have been a surprise to people around the state that St. John's Beloit handled them, but I think you and I both know after the jamboree up there at Kennington that St. John's might be the real deal and got some strength and some older kids and some skill players that are going to be really, really good. And 58-8 to a lot of people was a surprise that Rock Hills got beat by St. John's Beloit Tipton. But Rock Hills is huge, and they always say that you improve the most from game one to game two. Talk about the Grizzlies and Rock Hills coming to Kennington Friday.
You know, like you said, that was the first thing that I mentioned to our boys, is week one to week two is when everybody improves a lot. And if you look at that game, there were a lot of turnovers there early by Rock Hills that, you know, if you don't put those turnovers into the game, that game probably was going to be a completely different ball game. And I feel like, you know, like you said, week one to week two, you're going to cut down on those things there. So we have to be ready. Like you said, they're a huge team, and they're going to play a very physical brand of football that we saw that we just didn't do a very good job with this last week. So have to be mentally, physically there this week.
Well, Coach, you had a rookie on the coaching staff, and Reese Struckoff started his coaching his first game on Friday night. How'd your coaching staff fill in, and how'd you guys work together?
You know, I feel like we've got a lot of little things that we needed to fix from week one, and we knew that. We knew that coming in, that putting in a new defense, that it was going to be a little bit different. So feel like he's learned a lot from week one, that, you know, it's a lot different, and it's tough at times, but we just try to strive to get better each and every week.
Coach, you look around the state and the NPL and your league and your district, anything that really surprised you?
You know, just looking at that Osborne score, I think that's one that's going to surprise me a little bit. I know that from what I've heard, Hoxie's down a lot and maybe lost quite a few kids, but you still look at, you know, Osborne's roster from what they lost from last year, and two freshmen really stepping up. I think the Holloway kid had over 200 receiving yards, and then obviously the Tiernan kid threw for a lot of yards as well. So that was kind of one of the more impressive things I saw from this week.
Coach, always an honor and a pleasure to talk to you. Best of luck to the Longhorns this week against Rock Hills, and we'll chat next week, and hope for a big win.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.